Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Fulvio Simão, a graduate student from Texas Tech University. I'm here to present yield and profitability of cotton cultivars affected by irrigation level and also by episodic drought in West Texas. West Texas is responsible for a big part of the U.S. Cotton production, and the irrigated fields resemble the majority of West Texas cotton. As very well know, the main water source, the Ogallala Aquifer, is having a depletion rate higher than the recharge, which is not a concern to the future, but also is reducing the capacity of our irrigation systems. Regarding our literature review, I would like to highlight FAO paper from the service that suggested that it's, with a depth irrigation in the increased area, it's possible to achieve a higher total production. It's a worldwide phase parameter that we wanted to check in our conditions. We also had an economics research that found that producers can increase gross margins adopting new varieties and subsurface drip irrigation, and also we had a recent research in West Texas that found a linear relationship between yield and irrigation until adequate water was reached. Therefore, today our objective was to compare yield and profit in commercial cultivars subject to continuous depth depth irrigation and also episodic drought that we, for our research, define as a phenological stage that you completely interrupt the irrigation for that period. Some hypotheses we wanted to test were that irrigation management and cultivar selection would affect yield and fiber quality impact and profitability, and also that it might be possible to obtain a higher total production, increase the area, providing partially the water needs following some of our episodic drought or depth irrigation regime we were testing. Our locations were in Lubbock, Texas, in the Texas Tech Research Farms. We had a location at the Quaker Avenue Farm and at New Deal. Basically had, during the 3 years, two collection of trials, some studying the effect of episodic drought and some the effect of irrigation levels in a diverse set of cultures. Oops. Our experimental design was, for both sets of trials, were spit plot with the water treatments as the main plots and cultivars as they split. Regarding drought treatments, we had full irrigation throughout the season and irrigation interruption at the when you see the first square, that is the flower primordial, and also until we observe the first open flower. And we also had 2 weeks from the first open flower, and also 2 weeks when we had peak bloom, with most flowers in the plant observed, and also no irrigation from peak bloom to crop termination. We started with a set of 10 cultivars in 2010, resemble the most common cultivars in the region, and select 2 Delta Pine and 2 Fiber Max to continue in the other years. Regarding our irrigation level treatments research, we had a depth irrigation compared to a dry land, but a dry land just after we had established the crop. And we also included in 2 years a mild depth irrigation. For that set of trials, we started with a diverse set of 21 cultivars and experimental lines, select some okra leaves and some different cultivars, and in the last 2 years, we added a couple of commercial cultivars to the sake of comparing. We had weather stations, automatic weather stations located in the same fields, which provide parameters for calculating water needs and also precipitation. We monitored the fields with a neutron probe device, the water content, of the soil, and you also measure the total irrigation applied in water meters. In the end of the season, the season plots were harvested with a cotton strip equipped with load cells. And during harvest, we grabbed samples that after that we genuine and sent to the Fiber and Biopolymer Institute in Lubbock for the fiber quality analysis. We found estimates of farm level costs and price from the extension service in the Texas Tech A&M AgriLife website. And premiums or discounts are based on our fiber quality and information found on the Plains Cotton Growers website. Our statistical analysis was done with SAS. We used GLIMIX that separated handle and influence and fixed influence, and followed by a mean separation procedure. So in regard to our episodic drought set of trials, you can see that in all environments that I say it's a combination of years and locations, we had a significant effect for irrigation and also irrigation cultivar interaction. But the single main effect of cultivars were observed just in 2010 and 2011. For our irrigation levels collection of trials, we also had an irrigation effect in all years and locations, and cultivars effects in 2010 and 2011, and interaction was observed just in 2012. Therefore, we can conclude that irrigation level or episodic draw was significant effect for seed cotton yield in all combination of trials and environments. In 2012, we were able to have both trials with a couple of similar cultivars in the same location, which may make possible for us to make some comparisons that I will follow. So in that year, we didn't find a difference for DPO95 and 9180 in yield, but you can clearly see that a fully irrigated provided a significant higher seed cotton yield compared to any of our water treatments, and the dry land significantly lower. And one interesting thing we were able to see just in that environment was that 3 weeks at peak bloom episodic drought, and the squaring episodic drought was similar than a mild deficit irrigation throughout the season. Similar a deficit irrigation provide a similar effect that episodic drought at early flowering and peak bloom termination. When you add the precipitation received in the plot, divide the total yield by the irrigation plus the precipitation received in the plot, you can calculate the agronomic water use efficiency. That will be the amount of kilograms per hectare per millimeter. That's the same as grams per 10 liters of water applied. And still, the most efficient was a full irrigation, while dry land after squaring and early flowering episodic drought was the less efficient. So as we mentioned before, since the system capacities are reduced and farmers have to make a decision in, or they try to have the expected area fully irrigated with a small amount of water, or they can reduce the area and try to keep it fully irrigated. And we want to check if it's which would be more, which would be the best choice. So we first step was to try to calculate an equivalent area. As you can see, like if you take the area, the water to fully irrigated a crop, just to establish a dry land and keep dry land, you can have three times the area. And you can even have the water saving for a squaring episodic drought that's a very, very mild, still will provide, you can still increase your area with that. And when you apply these areas to compare the total production, you still will have a high production at full irrigation per hectare, although it will not be statistically different than what we would see in a mild deficit irrigation. Regarding premiums and discounts, you also will just receive premiums based on fiber quality in a fully irrigated treatment, and all other treatments actually receive discounts. So applying the irrigation costs, the no irrigation related costs, and the value received by lint and seed cotton, we'll see that the most profitable would be have it fully irrigated, and mild irrigation and squaring exotic dollar will give a similar kind of profit. Another way to see it is to say that the break-even price analysis make possible to you to consider that you, in a fully irrigated, since you have a higher yield, you can have lower cotton price and still cover your costs. And when you apply the profits in that equivalent increase the area by with the same amount of water, you still have higher profits in full irrigation, followed by mild deficits. Here are other evaluations that I didn't include in this presentation, but in favor of time. And so in resuming and concluding, we can say that similar to Neil's study, we found an effect of irrigation in all environments we had. We observed that a 3 weeks epic boom episodic draw and a squaring stage episodic draw had a similar effect impact on yield than we would observe in a mild deficit throughout the season. Different than what we were trying to observe from that paper from the 70s, we found that we can still achieve a higher total production in a fully irrigated hectare than the increase in the area following the deficit and episodic drought treatments we tested. The bigger profit difference was between the full irrigation through the dry land. So we can conclude that correlating yield and profitability data can provide a better understanding of implications of adopting this different physiologic based crop practice management. Therefore, economic evaluations are recommended for further research, including the evaluations that are in progress with newer cotton cultivars. I want to say thanks to the other professors of my committee and the ones who participated on my research, Embrapa and EPAMIG, that are institutions from my countries that are sponsoring my PhD degree, Bayer Crop Science and Cotton Incorporated, and Ogallala Wacker Initiative has been sponsoring research in our group related to this project. The students that participated in our work, also Curtis and John Adair, and also for our firm manager, Reagan, and all staff and people who directly or indirectly participated for this study. I guess I have a minute for questions, right?
Okay, thank you, Paul. Okay. We do have time for questions. Are there questions?
Take that as a compliment. Oh, please.
I noticed you have pulsar by irrigation interaction.
Yes.
Can you go into a little more depth about that? Because most of your results, you kind of only showed a few varieties.
Yes, because I was just able to combine, I had different cultivars in the different irrigation regimes. So for comparing the different regimes with episodic draw, I had just these two cultivars in common. The PO95 and Fibermax 9180. Yeah, I actually included the two in the irrigation treatment that were trying okra leaf cotton, different kinds of cotton, but still different interesting interactions were found.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.